Of May, and welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, in the morning as we get Thursday on the go and kicking off with our first interview of the day. And it's a really special one, and one that I think will strike a chord with many heartstrings on the Dolphin Coast and many heart swings, hopefully, if you're a golfer and if you would be keen to get golfing for a cause. There is a very worthy cause in the spotlight this morning, and I'm going to tell you about it right now because I've just been off air getting to know my special guest this morning, a young lady, 20 years old, by the name of Lee Camacho, who is on a mission at the moment, going through quite a journey. In fact, for the past 6 years, she's been grappling with scoliosis, undergoing two major surgeries, and recently a setback occurred when one of the rods supporting her spine snapped, and the last disc, that's the L5, if you know your anatomy, it slipped 2 centimeters off tailbone, the S1, plunging her into a world of constant pain and anguish. And right now, as she's facing yet another surgical intervention, she's confronted with the daunting reality of the financial burden that's been mounting that accompanies such an advanced medical treatment. And, well, she is, by all accounts, a lovely young lady. I can confirm that. She's got a swell of support behind her. And there is something afoot to raise funds for Lee. Swing for Lee's dreams. We're going to tell you about it right now. But first, I'd like to introduce you to the lady herself. Lee Camacho is in the studio with me. Lee, happy Thursday. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's great to have you and to be able to share a little bit of the story. So for those that don't know what scoliosis is, can you give us the sort of basic level explanation?
100%. So scoliosis is basically a deformity of the spinal cord, or not the spinal cord, the spine in its entirety. It can either be a bone issue or it could be a muscular issue. Now, if it's a bone issue, you're most likely born with it, you know. So that's hereditary. If it's a muscle issue, you grow into it, like you sort of grow too quickly and your muscles don't support the growth of your bones. So that's where the spine decides to sort of do its thing when it comes to scoliosis. So there are two types of scoliosis. There's kyphosis, and then there's the one that I have, double scoliosis. I'm not sure of the technical terminology for what I have at the moment, or had back then. But yes, a double fold in the spine. I had an 80-degree curve at the top and a 78-degree curve at the bottom.
Holy moly.
Yeah. It was a very quick journey. It happened just like this before I even knew.
Well, I mean, you've only been around for 20 years, so I mean, your entire journey is short up until now.
100%.
But this is the kind of thing that, as I understand that, it can be really debilitating. I mean, just from a day to day functioning point of view, pain wise, it's intense. And then the corrective surgical intervention itself is a major thing and a huge ordeal to go through, and I imagine that journey, since you've begun it, has been filled with challenges in and of itself. And I've just outlined some of the recent developments that those weren't foreseen, right?
Yes, definitely, 100%. I mean, the first two surgeries were, although they were tough, obviously, for any teenager to go through something like that.
How old were you when you first went?
So my first surgery was a full spinal fusion at the age of 14. Wow. And then my second surgery was, again, another full spinal fusion. They had to take out the rods and put in new rods.
You've grown, right?
Yes, 100%. And then connect the rest of my spine to my hips because I had that undiagnosed slip disc at the bottom that the first surgeon didn't catch on time, you know. So for that period of time, though, at least we were supported by medical aid. So that made the journey slightly easier, you know, not having to worry about the financial burden, because these surgeries, as you say, are so intricate, like incredibly intricate. So it takes the highest professors to actually know what they are doing.
Oh, when you're dealing with the spine.
The spinal cord, yeah.
You absolutely can't take chances.
Chances, yeah.
And rightly so, this is a job for serious specialists in the field. And where you're at now in the journey with the latest developments, now you're facing yet another surgical moment, hey?
Yes, 100%.
What is the task for the surgeon now?
Right. So, I need a third surgery done because I have the snapped rod, and then I need a cage inserted from the front of my spine to sort of stabilize the slip disc so that there's so the reason why my rod snapped was because there's so much pressure at the bottom, you know, by my hips.
Okay.
That's how it slipped, and they need to put a cage in to stabilize with bone. It's a titanium cage. And then from the back, they're going to be taking out the broken rod and putting in a new rod and then connecting the hip to the rod.
Not a small procedure.
It's going to be 12 hours long. So
just that alone let you know this is serious stuff. It's going to be a marathon a job. And the hope is that it's going to do the job and is going to be able to provide the support that you need to continue to live a full and rich life ahead of you. Just getting started, 20 years old, but it's a daunting next chapter now. And as you say, the finances can only go so far on a personal front, and medical aid, is that still coming to the party in some shape?
So what happened with medical aid was I went overseas over the last 2 years, and I obviously was not anticipating the rod snapping, because when I turned 18, I was like, okay, I'm done growing. I don't need to worry about the rod snapping, because that's why it would snap. It did. It snapped. I was in hospitality, so like long hours working 24/7, but it was cool. You know how these young people are with trying to make up their little trust to create their lives afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
I find often people are traveling now, but anyway, so medical aid will only cover next year after a waiting period. Oh. We applied last year September, so it would only process this year September, and then they would have to go and see what they would have to contribute to my surgery, and that would take a couple other months, you know. And what we are worried about right now is paralysis.
So obviously the longer you wait, the bigger the risk of
yes, yeah, because this is a spinal cord, and things can get very messy very quickly.
Well, we don't want to even think about that right now. We want to make sure that we can get you the help you need ASAP. And on that note, there has been as I say, a groundswell of support, and some good people, some good local businesses have heard your story and are rallying to make a plan for a special golf day fundraiser. Swing for Lee's Dreams, it's called, and a chance for you to join us on the greens for a fundraising golf day as we rally together to raise funds for a 20-year-old Lee's much-needed corrected spinal surgery. And leading the charge is our favorite guys from CMH Suzuki Bolito. And representing the CMH Suzuki Bolito team in the studio with us this morning, I'm joined by a top-selling Suzuki sales exec. Santos Khan is in the house with us. Santos, welcome to the radio studio on a Thursday, my friend. Thanks for joining us and for flying the flag for Suzuki Bolito. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us. Oh, fuck.
It's great to have you in the house, man. Yeah, listen.
I'm not normally a person lost for words, but I'm just listening to Lee's story. I've known Lee and the family for some time. And, yeah, I've known that this has been a problem, but I've never known it's been as bad as it actually is. But just listening and sitting here is actually making me a little bit emotional. So, yeah, forget everything else. We're going to have the biggest golf day coming up this Thursday. Powered by Suzuki, so many businesses in the industry, the guys from Mozambique, Fiamma, Conchal, all of them. Everyone's coming to the party, but I didn't know it was this bad.
Well, you're getting the full picture here on radio on a Thursday morning,
yeah.
And the thing is that there's a chance for those who come and show up on the day to win a 2024 Suzuki Swift GA manual valued at 205,000 Rand with your hole-in-one ticket. That is a very enticing offer, just that right there. The deal is, the thing is happening at Umhlali Country Club, the 16th of May. So that is next week, if I'm not mistaken, hey?
That's now this Thursday. As you say, come swing for Lee. A hole in one gets you a brand new car, 100%. And we've got four balls left. If you call Gary, we will supply the number between 9 and 10 o'clock. We will supply you a golf cart free of charge. Holy and you golfers God. Know how that is. Nobody likes to rush for a golf cart. So we've got four balls left at 2,800 Rand a four ball. CMH Suzuki will, Belito, will. We'll give you a free golf cart with that four ball if you call in and swing fully. Come there, enjoy the day. There's going to be a lot of fun. As I said, all the sponsors on board, they're going to make the holes active. And we got some music there from Rebound, Saffron. So it's going to be a rocking day. Come swing fully and let's get this lady back together again.
Let's do it. And that four-ball ticket, I mean, 2,800 Rand for a four-ball, includes a goodie bag, a prize-giving snacks. As I say, if you get that hole-in-one, a 2024 Suzuki Swift GA manual that you'll be driving around in, powered by CMH Suzuki Belito, of course. And if you want to take advantage of the last five four-balls available, contact Gary. The number is 084-874-5819. I'm going to give that to you again. Get your phone out, your pocket. You ready? Contact Gary, 084-874-5819. Otherwise, just Google Umhlali Country Club. Give them a bell. They'll put you through to the man. And it's all in support of Lee Camacho, the journey that she's on with scoliosis and where she is right now facing a really big surgery just around the corner. And this is your chance to put your heart on your sleeve, show your love in action, swing for Lee's dreams. And 16th of May, that is next Thursday, this time next week, it's going down at Umhlali Country Club. And so guys, thanks so much for joining me in the studio. Lee, thanks for sharing your story with us, with Belito, this Thursday morning. And
thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and
it's, the pleasure is all mine, really. And
getting to know the community and the support.
Well, it's, we're going to see it. We're going to see it on the greens this time next week. Santos, thanks for everything you're doing, and the CMH Suzuki Belito team are doing to make this thing a reality. And looking forward to hearing and seeing an absolute sellout event this time next week. What do you say?
No, definitely. Thank you also for having us on the show. And yeah, that's, we're always trying to do our bit for community. And Belito is a strong community and family. So yeah, come see us and it'll, you know, it's going to be a lovely. Sorry for my language here. Yeah. I apologize.
Santos, you know, when you're moved, we understand how these things are. And it's live radio. And at the end of the day, we're trying to be authentic here. This is an authentic community cause, and this is Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Belito.